Hello, footies. Welcome to Foot in Review, powered by footcoaching.com, bringing you leading analysis and opinion of all things Ultimate Team since 2019. We bring you two shows a week, available on all your favorite podcast platforms. And of course, we now have a fully produced video show available on YouTube and Spotify as well. Now, if you can spare us a little bit of extra support, why not head over to patreon.com/footsinreview, get a range of benefits, including joining our loyalty program. You also get Discord access and much, much more. Big thank you to today's show sponsors, Car Money. We'll have a little bit more on them later in the show. But also a big thank you to our Skybox holders, Amar, Artyom, and Peter.
Hello, footies, and welcome back to Foot in Reviewed, of course, powered by footcoaching.com. Today, we are recording episode 569. It is December. Clubs have been emptied, and we have a new promo, which Godzilla and his friends would love. It's radioactive. And of course, we'll talk about our week in review, do a round of start, sub, and sell, and it's time for the Foot Coaching Tip of the Week. My name is Julian, and I'll be your host tonight, and joining me is our own Harry Hola. It's Mr. FC24 Database himself. It's the King of the North. It's Yngwie.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my friend. Looking good, looking good. Is it cold in Norway?
Yes, it's very cold. So, very nice inside, but I was out in the store, and it was freezing.
Yeah, man. It's like this part of the year. It's like Christmas, it's okay. But January, February, I just wish we could skip those. I just, back then. Spoke to a friend this morning. He was having his holiday in Spain. That looked a lot more comfortable, honestly.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, it definitely does. Anyways, a couple of months to go, and we got FC24 to keep us busy. Also, person that keeps us busy, or has been very busy, but he has returned today. It's none other than, I'm not actually sure he's a big fan of Godzilla, but he sure loves his dad jokes. It's the man known as Grandpapa Mac. It's our own Scottish teddy bear. It's Chris.
Hi, guys. How's everyone doing? Yep, I feel like Homer Simpson working in a nuclear power plant with those cards that are out tonight. When you say Godzilla, it makes me also think of Thunderstruck Lukaku. Go and look at his dynamic image. He is an absolute monster of a card as well.
Let's talk about him just 1 second. I packed him 3 times this week. One tradable sold for way too cheap, 25,000, something like that. I don't even know, way insanely cheap. Then yesterday, someone said to me, you really should try that card. OMG, like the kids would say. Actually, he's a monster on top. And I will play him over the weekend and give you a review next week. But I'm pretty impressed by a card that actually didn't entice me to be able to play him at all. So let's see next week how I like it. But so far, that card might be one of those cheapies, literally.
Definitely.
Oh, guys, it's time for us to kick off with the week in review. We want to know what's your week been like in FC24. What would you rate it from a score from 1 to 10, and 10 being as good as the latest Godzilla films itself? And what's your highlight? And also, what you didn't like? Let's start with, of course, Mr. Content himself. Yngwie, what would be your rating for this week in FC24? What did you like? What was your highlight? And what did you didn't like?
I have been quite happy this
week.
Let's
start with a sigh then. If you start,
no, happy. I didn't know where to start. My packlog, that's something else. But the content has been really good. I think it's been one of the best Black Friday type of week promo we had for years. I think there's been lots of things to do every day, and there's been very nicely priced SBCs, and of course the expensive ones with the Mbappe and Dalglish, but there's been something for everyone, which I think is really nice. I haven't had time to be bored, so that's a huge plus, and I think we should give a small round of applause to EA to keep this up. This is good.
Calm down, guys. That's a little bit too much. But yeah, it definitely. But hey, what was your rating then? Because we asked for a rating and you've been given 2 and 3 so far.
8.
Whoa. Whoa. And can only get up from here, I hope.
We'll see.
Any specific highlights for you this week?
This has just been lots of fun SBCs to do. If you got lots of dupes, you can just throw into something else, and then there's dupe there, then there's been another one. So kind of kept things going. I started the Daglish SBC, and it looks like I'll be able to finish it as well, which is cool. So without spending coins, because I'm quite low. That's been fun. That's been fun.
All right. Douglas definitely looks very good. Mm-hmm. Chris, your week in FC24. You've been quite busy, I know. So have you actually touched the game?
I did a fair bit at the start of last week, or this week actually, and less so. Unfortunately, I was at Ibrox last night watching Rangers.
You can't hear that from your voice, no.
No, I was in Aberdeen on Sunday, which was freezing cold, and then at Ibrox last night, which was absolutely freezing as well, and the football was even worse. Sam Lammers, I don't even think he's Dutch. He would not get a game for the Netherlands under-9s as it speaks at the moment. It's absolutely terrible, real football. But actually, the game, I'm enjoying the game. I know people will be like, he hates this game. No, I actually enjoyed the game this week. I think having better players, I did the player of the month Salah card, which was great, and then I packed the team of the week Salah card. So dupe theory is real.
We'll talk about dupe theory in a moment. Don't worry about that.
I fluctuate between those two. And I enjoyed the game. I think the content, you know, we are very much bin the points. And I don't know if this is anything to do with us. We will take all the credit, of course, but the content this week has been tremendous. The 10 coin pack, the 30 coin pack, the actual Thunderstruck cards themselves, I'm not quite sure how they relate to Black Friday, but, you know, the fact that we've had those already upgraded, it gives you a real interest in the games. You know, the Katoto card, is I packed her on Friday. I cannot believe how cheap she is. She is an absolute finisher. And if PSG females get the upgrade and she goes to 92, I think she's going to rival the Mbappe card, the player of the month Mbappe card. I mean, she's 5'10", so she's not suffering from a lot of the female players have had. And also, I think as well, you know, the heroes coming out. I packed Lippmann, and I was actually quite delighted with that. I thought it was quite a decent card. And then the Bombastor evolution that I did. She is tremendous, absolutely tremendous, which allows me to move the backer card up into left wing, and it's just really strengthened that side. So for me, I'm very much with Ingvi. I think it's a solid 8 this week, and that is content and gameplay.
Yeah, so that's amazing. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10 this week. I'll also tell you why, because there's one thing that's really bugging me, but at a moment. I definitely enjoyed this week. Like, start Black Friday, got the Kotaku card as well, found that she got upgraded halfway through the week. Like, oh, that's fast. Actually didn't realize that. That's pretty cool. Packed the Hemp card, awesome card as well, got an upgrade as well. I have to admit, I packed Kaka from one of those 83 times 10, which of course isn't a bad card to have in your team. Casillas, I packed so many cool cards. I did play of the month Salah. I was thinking, shall I grind for Mbappe or get the cards I just can use right now? So I used I did Salah. I don't even know. The Bernardo Silva card I tried. I packed a couple of pops. Wonderful. From the Hero SBCs. No, from the Hero pre-order pack. I packed one I didn't actually think about before. The Kessler card. Ingvi said to me, she's amazing. It's like, I don't know. I just have to try it. She's absolutely tremendous. Just putting it out there. That's an amazing card. You can't buy the card yet, but I'm wondering how much she's going to be once she hits the market, because that card has been brilliant for me. Lama SBC, terrific. Best right back that I can actually defend with perfect play styles. Not the fastest, but everything else is by far on every single stat, every single play style. He actually a fullback that can defend as well and pass. So lovely there. Evo thing, Hero Evo was great, I think. Get some Evo cards you can upgrade. The Evo SBC has been tremendous. Packed some really cool cards. Enjoyed all of them. I did Liedman, got Gomez. Lizra Azu has been my new left back. Awesome card. So lovely, not only pack weight. I did do a lot of those heroes and icon SBCs though. And talk about dupe theory. My first one that came out was Trezeguet. And of course, I've got the 88 Trezeguet. I had my team. I got the 87 Trezeguet. I was like, oh, that's unlucky. Next one up, Keane. Third one up, Guess what? Keane. Fourth one, Keane. Fifth one, Keane. I packed 4 Roy Keanes in a row. And I'm not even joking. 4 Roy Keanes. It happens. Weird. Lineker. I did one this afternoon. Yep, Lineker. So my base icon packs haven't exactly been very lucky. Talk about, like I said, Duke Theory, that's definitely been the case with me this week on those cards. Nevertheless, all good. Grinded SBCs, loved it. Why do I give a 9 out of 10 and not a 10 out of 10 this week? Because Wednesday evening, they removed a solid way to get a team of the week. They brought out the bar card. It's Kang. Sorry, the Kang card from PSG. Terrific cards, need a team of the week. They brought out every single day the 83 times 10 needs team of the week. If you didn't pack a team of the week from the 78 plus player picks, there's just no way of doing it, because I sold a final team of the week player for 45,000 coins. Because I just don't want to sell it, but 45, it's just way too much to just not sell, right? And I found that a little bit of a dead weight, because that made for many people it impossible to do the 83 times 10 for the whole week, which was my only downside this week, if I'm quite honest. I don't have to be critical. I think that was, like people said, they never do that on Wednesday because you can pack some of the team of the week that it currently impacts. I don't necessarily think that's true, because we have many SBCs that say you can pack a team of the week from week 1 till this week 11 or whatever. So they just could rule out this week for that SBC as well. Don't necessarily think that would be an issue. So I think that was a little bit of an oversight. But everything else this week, loved it. Played a lot of co-op, played a lot of FIFA. RFC 24, of course, played a lot of games. I think it might played 60 games or something since last Friday as well. So I've been really grinding the game. Also means for Food and Review Patreons, you get 3 new custom tactics in the month of December, split out. So there's a 4-2-3-1 coming, a 4-3-1-2 coming. They got me a 10-0 in qualifiers and just slammed through the division so far. And a 4-4-2, which is really good if you're under pressure or you have people charging in. And a really cool formation to play co-op, because co-op in this game is bloody amazing. I would say end rant, but it was actually a positive note, so keep them coming. I felt like it was, I forget always called like the summer series thingy, where you just pack cards everywhere, there's special cards everywhere, you just keep grinding, oh, this card is cool, oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, I totally enjoyed this week. So thanks. Keep up. A 9 out of 10. We've never been this positive before so far. Anyway.
No, that's a new record, I think. I can also mention that the team of the week SBC is back now, so you can start grinding that again.
Yeah, but the 78 plus is gone. So
I'm thinking maybe beginning next week we'll get some kind of player pick back. So I don't know if it's going to be the 78 one, but I'm guessing so.
But not all the cards are in packs anymore.
No, there's less now, yeah, of course.
So I think that was a little bit, because you have 2 days extra. You can normally would have been able to get rewards, use those cards to grind further. And now you were like, didn't pack any team of the week, so you're done. So, oh well. Fair Avi. Enough.
Yes.
We got a new promo. Can you explain what the Radioactive promo is? But maybe can you explain for anyone that's unaware, including me, why is it called Radioactive? Because I'm confused.
Well, I don't know why it's called Radioactive. It's altered chemistry, so it gives extra links for the Ultimate Team Squad, of course. It gives you more options when building and things like that. But I don't know why it's radioactive, kind of. I don't know. Maybe it spices things up. The player gets 2 chemistry points when starting in their preferred position. Without needing any links from any other player. So that helps a lot when you're going to build some teams. And they give 2 links for the league, club, and nation. So that's really helpful. It's kind of like almost like the hero chemistry now on those.
If only chemistry worked on the apps.
Yeah, the app was fine, and then they got the 1 upgrade, and things went a little bit down. It doesn't lock as much, but it shows the chemistry wrong in the teams. But we also got a pop-up in the web app saying that they are working on a fix for that, because the web app as well as the companion app has the wrong chemistry information when you look at your squad. So if you look on console, then you'll see what the true chemistry is as well. So,
true. But I found it funny we got on a promotion all about new chemistry, and well, you can't actually see that on the apps.
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing, so you kind of need to go on the console. You can also check places like Footbin and Footwiz, FootGG, and those sites. They have squad builders which shows the correct chemistry if you're unsure and can't go on console to check. So that's nice to have as an option as well. So there's apps for most of them, I think. So
true, fair.
Yep.
But they are yellow. And
very bright, the colors, kind of radioactive. So it's like bright light. I don't know how it's looking when you're packing one. I haven't seen anyone pack one yet. So I'm guessing it's going to be bright colors coming on your screen.
Well, with 7 gold cards left in my club, I doubt I'll pack anytime soon.
Well, you can grind the game to get packs from just playing matches, so you never know. Fair which is enough. Nice, I think. There's the kind of daily SBCs as well back, so you get packs for basically just putting a bronze card into a SBC, so that's nice.
True, Advent style.
Yes.
Awesome. What else have we got? Because let's start with this. Do you like the context of this promo? The concept?
Yeah, I like it that you can get extra chemistry on players like you have Timo Pukki, you have Szoboszlai, Oshola, you have Nani, Kvaradona, Mazrui or something like that, Kessi, Guardiol, Kerr. And then what there's a like kind of scratch in the record. Then you have Kante and Benzema in the team, and they're like, we have two French players in the same league, in the same club, and we just had a very cheap and nicely priced Saint Maximum SBC, which links them as well. So they kind of don't need the extra chemistry boosts, but it's nice, of course. But those players are kind of the odd ones out, as you say. Yeah. There's the EA probably have a plan for that. So there's Shaqiri as well, of course. Carlos Vela, well-known promo card player as well. Young Vea, Valverde. So they have like not the easiest links, but Valverde is easy because he's in La Liga and you can link him to Araujo.
Already got two now, so that's cool. Right?
Yeah, so those are not the kind of players that really needed it, but I like the idea, and we're going to get some evolutions as well. So, yeah, there's going to be interesting to see who you can put in the evolutions to get extra chemistry for maybe lower league players that you have kind of started since bronze and done lots of evolutions to get them better, and now maybe you can just chuck them in the main team and they have no problems with chemistry. That's cool, I think. So it's going to be interesting to see what we can do with that.
Definitely. Chris, what do you like about this promo? Do you like the idea? It's definitely new.
It's new. It's a weird one. I think it's a weird one. I think it's a wee bit deflating after we've had live cards. You know, Thunderstruck, you can't have live cards every week. I understand that, but when you compare this up again, I think if most promos come up against Thunderstruck, they would struggle just looking at it. So I suppose it's easy to be a wee bit disappointed in it. I get the chemistry bit of it, but, you know, I'm looking at the likes of Sam Kerr. I mean, currently at the moment, according to Footbin, she's 190k max. She's extinct. I mean, for a 90 card like that, that price looks crazy, Yngwie, doesn't it? Being so low. Yeah. You can snipe one of them at 190, good luck. You know, if you sell it 190, then I think you made a massive error. I'll be honest with you, because I mean that card is four star. I know she's quite small, but she looks like a really good card. I mean, the Benzema card at the moment is an absolute fortune. Am I right in saying that? But when you compare him against his Team of the Week card, the price for that one looks exceptionally high.
That's true.
You know, and then the Kante cards, you know, they're the ones that stand out ones. I mean, the Valverde one again, it just looks like an absolute monster of a card. 90 rated, you know, the pace, etc., and the stats on it is just unbelievable. I don't see much wrong with that. I've had a quick look at play styles because I always forget to look at that. He's got relentless power shot, long ball pass, rapid, and Travella. I don't think there's much wrong for that card. Don't you think, Ingvi?
No, I agree. This looks a really, really nice card. I find it interesting, the Nani card, for some reason. It plays in the Turkish league, but with him being from Portugal, it should be any problems to get into the team. But his cards usually play really well in game for some reason, no matter how bad it looks. So I only wish that he had 5-star skill moves still, but he has 4-star skill moves and 5-star weak foot, which is nice. And he got some huge boosts as well from a 73 rated card to an 88 rated. So
Technical plus.
Yeah, technical plus as well, which is nice if you like to dribble. And he's got the flare, quick step, and Trivela. And you can probably just throw him around in attacking positions. It's not the highest finishing and things, but he's got 89 composure, which is nice. So if you put on a Deadeye, he has, he's quite good. 88 positioning and 90 finishing, 99 shot power, 91 long shots, 90 volleys, 95 curve, 93 short passing, 92 vision with a Deadeye. So he could be either attacker, central striker, or just behind the striker, center forward or camper position. Can also throw an artist on. He gets 91 crossing if you want to run down the line and put in a few crosses as well. So
you make it sound so easy.
Crosses are, it's easy to do a cross than do a timed finesse or something. So that's me. Medium low workers are not ideal, but I think it's fine if you use him centrally anyway. So
I think it's a great card. What I really like about this promo is the fact that you have different offset leagues, offset nations, which now are viable to use, like the Nani card, right? Yeah. Zaha is one of them. Shaqiri, I like. Veya being in there is cool, of course. Bailey, also from Turkish League, of course.
That's an objectives player.
Yeah. Sorry, I wouldn't. Now I'm afraid to say anything, but Kessie.
He's for sale. Well.
But what I don't really think is, like, the female players from Barcelona, for example. Is it Oshola?
Yeah, Oshola.
Really cool, because now they're hard to link in your team, right? Yeah. You need at least 4 of something about in the league, or 5 from Barcelona in total to make it work. So that makes it a little bit easier, which I think is cool. Valverde, Benzema, Kante, Szoboszlai. We really didn't need them in this promo.
Szoboszlai was in the team of the week just recently, so yeah.
Yeah, but he's like, you can link him. There's plenty of Liverpool players, yeah, Liverpool Premier League players. He doesn't need extra cam to be able to put in a team. And I think if you make this promo purely, hey, we're going to put some lesser known players or pretty cool players in, which are hard to link currently because they are in a female league, or they are now in Saudi, or they're now in MLS or in Turkey. That could actually be a real cool promo and shift teams around. Now, still everyone's going for the Contes, the Benzema, Zinchenko's, the Messi's, the Valverde's. So, like, almost there. But I would love to see some more Kvaratskhelias, for example, right?
Yeah, but I can also mention one thing about, I don't understand about Oshola card. She's 87 rated and she got a +1 composure up to a whopping 73 composure as a striker. I don't think I would trust her if I needed a clutch goal and she played the whole match, to be honest.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I don't know. She went from an 85 rated to an 87 rated, but she still only got a +1 for composure, which I think is a little bit strange.
Most of the things aren't in passing, I think, the differences. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it would be fine to give her maybe 8 composure extra to make her 80 composure at least.
That's fair.
Yeah, but 73, I don't know. It's like a silver player, attacker, composure, which I find a bit strange because she's a good player in real life. So,
yeah, true. No, so that's, I think we all agree, it could be a very cool promo. I think after last week, it's always hard to like do something. Chris,
I just wanted to say, and I think you have to recognise that there is a lot of objectives out as well, which they've kept going from the Thunderstruck. So if you have a look, you know, you've got, you know, play matches, earn bonuses that way, do the daily advent calendar, do loads of stuff. EA's put a lot into this promo as well, so they've not just sat on the laurels with Thunderstruck. As I say, the fact that no live cards makes it slightly not as good as Thunderstruck, but I think there's a lot of objectives as well. So, you know, have a check in there, because you might find it, for tweaking your team a little bit, you'll finish these objectives and get loads of packs. I think that's what kept us going this week, wasn't there? There was always packs to open. Yeah, even with objectives, you know, we're getting loads of decent stuff. So I think, again, I think EA have raised their game, and we should recognise that.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I don't disagree either. I care a little bit less about objectives, so that's definitely not what kept me going. But I do appreciate them being there. So yes.
Yeah, I mean,
the objectives. Sorry, go ahead.
The Loftus cheat card as well. You know, I mean, that was 86 at start. They had already upgraded it to 87. You know. The way it's going, you know, it's well worth doing. You know, the Bailey card, you never know, you might pick up something there, you know, with all these different upgrade options as well. I'm sure the 83 times 10 will come back, or something close to that will come back. It's always worth, you always just throw those cards in if you're not going to use them. And it does keep the game fresh as well, having these extra cards in there. But I would just have a look at the prices. I think some of those prices will come down when people realise, you know, that there might not be live cards or that. I think there's some of them on there that are particularly overpriced. I mean, I think the striker for Barcelona, female one, I think she is quite overpriced at the moment, especially when you look at the Katoto card at the moment, 73k. She's 91 rated, and she's a chance to get what a playstyle and an upgrade, an inform upgrade as well.
True.
Good point.
Ingvi.
Yes.
Talking about objectives, we also have some objective players, don't we? I might have spoiled it.
We have Eric Bailly, former Manchester United player, plays now for Beşiktaş in Turkey as well.
Former FIFA rate. Gold.
Yeah, he's been a very popular player in previous games. So not the best stamina, but the defending stats are really nice, of course. 95 strength, 92 jumping, 90 aggression, 86 interceptions, is it? Yeah. And 86 defense awareness, 85 stand tackle, 87 sliding. So if you can put an anchor or shadow.
We need a shadow, I think, in this case, yeah.
I think he'll still be fine, because he's got 80 acceleration, 82 sprint speed, so there's not a big pace split, so he's fine with anchor as well. But of course, if you throw a shadow on, it's 88 acceleration, 90 sprint speed. So, yeah. Should be fast enough, at least.
95 strength. Boom.
Yeah. That's always a nice bonus to have.
One thing I hate about this card, though. Medium that? On the CP.
Yeah, it's not the worst, actually. It's not the worst.
I would be the worst, but this is close to the worst.
I struggle more if he had high and with the 61 stamina, but if he's medium, maybe he's going to last the match. That's the only worry I have for that card, actually.
I didn't actually think about that. Yeah, medium might save his stamina. Yeah fair. Cool card, though. I mean, not for me.
Yeah, he's easy to get, so not something you have to stress like crazy to unlock. So, which is nice. That's always a bonus, I think.
Definitely true. I do like the Thunderstruck and these cards. They look great, though. I have to admit that.
Yeah, the card design. I prefer the Thunderstruck one. Those cards are amazing. The design, I just love it.
Yeah, but these cards, they do pop. They look good.
They're really funky.
Yeah. I mean, I think the
Okay, now I don't like them anymore. When we call them funky, I'm done. It's good.
I mean, the only thing I'd say is
Funkalicious.
I mean, hopefully they're like the Thunderstruck with the lightning. Hopefully there is something there that they are animated in-game I don't think any of the three has packed one of these cards yet or had a chance to use them. I'm sure we'll get one eventually, but you know, that the Thunderstruck cards with the lightning was just tremendous. Big kudos to those guys who did that. So let's hope this is a sign of things to come, and these radioactive ones are flashing away there. We'll feel like Homer Simpson.
It would be cool if they looked radioactive on the pitch as well. They were like lighting up.
Getting
struck by lightning, like the Thunderstruck ones, and then you have the mystery boss boost.
Nah, you fooled me once. That's it, Inver. That's it.
Yeah. I'm gonna prepare the next one better, I think.
No, but the new World Cup, Icon World Cup, the new hero cards. Love the design. The old hero cards, insanely badly done, I think, because the players are way too small on it. But Thunderstruck has been great looking. The icons, the new version of the icons, terrific looking. The play of the month from Premier League, that's like chef's kiss. Bro, I love the look of those. They're really upping the card design. I'm a fan so far. Keep them coming. They started off badly, but now... Man, they just need a couple of weeks to get going in this game, but so far so good.
I have a request, though, if anybody from EA is listening, maybe they should get these card designers to do a special TIFO, if they're going to have a TIFO as a reward next season, that different than the gold, bronze, and silver ones we can get now. It would be cool to have something animated, radioactive TIFO, something as a season reward, or something a little bit more spiced up than what we're getting now.
Definitely. I mean,
I'm not going to discuss Tifo's or reward anymore.
No. But I think, as well as, you know, the guys mentioned on Monday's show, and it was a great show of Shaq and Wimbledon. I think it was Tuesday actually when they recorded it. But, you know, the live pro cards, I watched the pro cards. I had Malin. So it's worth having a wee look as well. You know, have a wee look at the pro scene. Who's playing? I think it's Monday, you said, Yngwie, wasn't it?
It's coming on Monday again.
Game two. And also, there's an objective there for people. So I think it's 60 minutes
which
to get
doesn't
it all.
Work.
It does work. I got all my stuff.
It didn't work. So now we're throwing the topic anyways. I get my Twitch Prime drops, which means my account is connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
I watched the first one, like properly. We had to analyze. So I was watching it. I get, hey, you have rewards to be redeemed. I redeemed them. Never got anything in game. Reached out to EA, said, we are aware of an issue that some people didn't get it. We'll be back on you. Now I got back. Have you connected your accounts? Okay. So this week, I tried again, watched again, still nothing. And I'm not too bothered by getting a couple of packs more or less, right? But it's just annoying that it doesn't work. And they say, the customer service says, hey, did you connect your accounts properly? Well, I get my Twitch Prime drops from it as well. Those work. So it's not like my account isn't connected. It's the same platform. So there's still something there. And I don't like the fact that it's getting neglected, because I'm not the only one either. I saw online. So.
I got mine. And I think, as well as we have to say to Shaq and Wimby, they said it as well, and I'm guilty of this, selling the hype. The Malin card I have, tradable, line on my transfer list. And I think I got roped into, the guys were talking about it on the stream, you know, they had so many cards that they wanted to sell, which, you know, we'll not talk too much for that, because I think that was a bit controversial. And then I thought to myself, I'll go and sell Malin, 87 rated, it's a really strong card, he's great in the air. John will love him, he's Dutch. But
I still have a transfer list full of him. I forgot to sell until he just mentioned.
And then all of a sudden, you go and he gets his upgrade and he plummets, you know. And to be fair, I think you all got upgraded. You might look like he was absolutely on fire.
Don't you?
This week. You did, to be fair. And I also shout out to Michael who mentioned it as well. So well worth him to listen to that show. But just say, selling the hype. Don't be too greedy like myself and say, yeah, it's going to go sky high, because it's always the same with these live cards. The hype's better than actual reality.
Yeah,
definitely. So get your Lukaku's in before other people listen to the show.
Yeah.
Talk about the pro scene, Ingvi. There was something else going on with some of the pros this week. Anders losing some points in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, there were some misunderstanding with his team, I think.
Yeah, we got a couple of questions sent in by that, so that's why we have to answer it, though. In the Bundesliga, you can have two players from your own team, in his case, Leipzig, in your squad. Klostermann got, of course, a Black Friday Thunderstruck card as well, and he put him in the team. He also, unfortunately, forgot to get one of them out. So I think he got Openda and someone else still in his team. So after the match we played, his opponent's like, yeah, but I think you got three players in your team. And they're, well, he got forced losses on those matches, which was sort of a controversy, but it's not the first time we've had rules on team selection. And it's just an easy check. I think this is one of those, without sounding too harsh, but it's just a rookie list. You can't have that as an organization. You should always check your team before starting. So, but it's completely fair what happened. But it sucks. Luckily, that's nothing to do with upgrading these life cards in FC promo. So that's a bit of luck with that. So, and I'm sure he learned. Yngwie, what else have we got in promo you want to mention?
We got an SPC, another well-known player, Mr. Aubameyang. And there was wrong description on the app, at least earlier.
Still. Yeah. Probably when people listen on this Saturday evening, it's fixed.
I mean, if it's still there, should people do it for compensation? I know we love a bit of compensation in this podcast. Nah.
I don't think you can get a compensation for that, even though it says it's a CONMEBOL Libertadores flashback Aubameyang. So it's like the wrong league and it's not a flashback card. So it's confusing, the text. So I've sent this to EA. I'm mentioning
it's,
that
maybe it's just plain wrong. It's not a confusing one.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know what happened there. Wrong buttons somewhere. But yeah, the card is it's not too bad, actually. It's around 95K or something to do. So, four-star skimmer, four-star weak foot. High attacking, lower defensive work rates, which is nice. Rapid plus play style, finesse shot, chip shot, flare, trivela. So, good styles for an attacker as well. 93 jumping, 93 heading accuracy. Might be good for crossing as well. Decent acceleration, 84, but 96 sprint speed. So, once he gets running, it's not going to be easy to stop. 89 positioning, 90 finishing, which is really nice as well. So it's a solid
1,500
card.
Upvotes and 70 downvotes so far on the card. It does look quite good, honestly.
A good value, I think, for an 88 rated Aubameyang. Yeah, it plays in he plays for Marseille in the Ligue 1 in France. In case people didn't know that, so
I thought it was CONMEBOL.
Yeah. So, but it's not. So
should we do this card?
I don't know. I don't. I'm working on that. He's not going to get in the team for me, so I'm not going to do it unless something really special happened. I pack lots of high-rated fodder and no clue where to put it. Then, of course, I'll consider it. But for now, my attention is in Dalglish SPC.
I mean, this is one of those cards which I do think fits this promo really well. Get a player from Gabon in, right?
Hmm.
No, definitely.
Hard to link. Now it's much easier. So I'm not gonna lie. I'm actually tempted by doing this card. It does look quite good, but I got the Kotako card instead this week, and well, so you'll get 92. And if I compare those two, I think Kotako's just a tad better. But also still hard to link, unfortunately, even though she's French.
Yeah, so. But if you have an icon. And you have Barca as well.
I don't have Barca, but I have plenty of icons. I'm definitely able to link it, but still harder to link. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Cool card, though, and good value.
Yeah, good value, I think.
Better value than the actual Griezmann card as well. You know, if you're going to do one striker, you know, you look at the Griezmann Player of the Month card, I mean, wow. I mean, that is a sore one, that one. I mean, that card should be half that price, really. I know he's a great player in game. You know what I mean? Because he always causes you problems, his goal card. But to be that price is just, what was it, maybe 500K or something like that, I think it was, off the top of my head.
It's over 500K.
Over 500K for an 89 rated striker. When, as you say, Katoto is what, 75K? The Benzema card, if you really wanted to get one of them, you know, you could get his team of the week card. Which is 163K. You know, I think there's better value there. It just seems very high. I think
have the inform as well, why would you upgrade to the same rating? And there's like, I think this one has a first touch play style normal added. and a little bit better shooting and passing, like plus one or something. So there's like kind of no need to, if you have the information, I don't see the value in that SPC. In my opinion, it should have been at least a plus one. If they gave him a four-star weak foot, I would understand the price, but they didn't. So there's like nothing super unique by the SPC now than what's already available for cheaper.
Well, it's not my best week for my relationship with Griezmann, but besides that, it's definitely not worth it.
No, not.
You know what word is? What definitely is worded is our word from our sponsor. So we'll be right back. And after we're back, we'll discuss the tip of the week. And it's, of course, time for start, sell, or sup. We'll be right back after this.
This show is sponsored by Car Money, the car finance ninjas, fighting to make cars affordable and accessible for everyone, no matter your financial situation. Nikki, the car finance ninja here, compares the top car finance lenders in both the UK and Australia to get you the best possible price so you don't have to, and they can get you approved fast. All you need to do is choose your new car and drive away happy. Get in touch with one of their friendly ninjas and start your car finance journey today.
That was an awesome break, guys. Did you guys enjoy it as much as
I did? Oh, yes.
Definitely.
We're not sponsored by, but we should get sponsored by Pio and Moretti because these guys make my break a lot more fun. Chris, it's time for our weekly start, sell, or sup. And this week you've made it, well, complicated, maybe?
Yes, slightly more difficult. Slightly more difficult. We're going to stick with Thunderstruck because it was a great promo. We're going to also go with midfielders. We've been attackers in the past. So you've either got 86 rated Chan, who plays for Dortmund, who's in decent form. He's 77,000 coins. 4-star weak foot, 3-star skills. We also have 90 rated Bernardo Silva playing for Man City. He is 72,000 coins and he is 3-4. So 3-star weak foot, 4-star skills. And then my personal favourite, Mr. De Jong. Fast Frankie. Frankie goes to Hollywood. But this one here, you have no fodder. You have to spend coins to get him. And this is where this makes it a little bit complicated. 88 rated, coming in at a cool 321,000 for that SBC. I don't think he got an upgrade at the weekend for Barcelona, and they've also got quite a hard game coming up as well. But he is 4-star Dutch as well, so that's tempting for John. And he's a fan's favourite. So, guys, who are you going to start? Who are you going to sell? And who's going to be your super sub?
Start winning V. Do you start Kahn, De Jong, or Silva?
If I can sell Frankie De Jong, of course I would sell him because you can just get the non-inform. It's like one rating below. I would start Silva, I think, and then use Emre Can as a sub. Difficult. It's
good
difficult.
Point. Yeah, I think it's hard when you have an SBC player in here.
It's a hard one.
But I would always start De Jong, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I've been using Silva this week as well until I got Kessler. And I love the Silva card. I'm going to be quite honest with that. I think 70,000 coins for this Silva card, even if this one or you do the one with the Evo on him, the normal one, you get the Evo on him. It's such a good card to just dribble, turn around, have excellent passing. You get him off the ball, but you can't really get easily close to him anyways. So he's like very nimble. So I like the silver card, but the Jung card is actually sort of a similar card, but just a little bit better. So who would I start? I would start De Jong. I would have Silva on my bench, and Emrecon I couldn't care much about, honestly. Although people do say he's really good at CDM, but here I go. Most of my formations don't use pure defenders as CDMs, so...
I think you need to look at the fixture. This is the reason why I picked these cards, because you have to look at the fixtures. I mean, Man City, you know, had a hard game there at the weekend, 1-1. Ingvi's smiling there with Trent Alexander getting the late equaliser. They have Tottenham Hotspur at City. So we'll bugger up be watching that game. So that's a hard game. Tottenham's been in a little bit of messy form. And then they go away, Hip will be saying, for Aston Villa, who are absolutely flying at the moment. They could be the form team in England at the moment. And then they finish with Luton, away at Luton. So it's a hard three games, that. You know, it's a hard three games to get. I think he needs all three upgrades. But for me, I don't think you can see past Frankie de Jong. That's a really cheap SBC, 320. He's everywhere in the game. He's a great...
Well, he's not cheap, but...
He's not cheap, but yeah, actually, for what you're getting, I think, you know, yeah. I think we will expect him to go to the 90, as I say. And then Emre Can, probably just simply because of the league that he's in, that's the one I would sell and take the coins for. So I would start De Jong, super sub silver, which I do anyway in game, I'll be honest with you, and then Emre Can, I'm afraid he's going to get sold.
Awesome. And if you want to let your opinion know, go to our socials. At Foot Coaching everywhere, at Foot Coaching _ official on TikTok. We always try to do a post about it, like at least a day before we go live. So let us know your opinion. And we'll, if there's some weird opinions coming in or extraordinaries, we'll definitely highlight them next time on the show.
And likewise, if anybody's got three players they'd like us to select, we try and do them so they're slightly linked. Drop me a message in that on Twitter and they will add them on there. We're always looking for the three players who we're going to have in our wee segment there.
Definitely. It's at TPM on Twitter.
It's Chris McIntosh. You'll get me at Chris McIntosh. I think there's a one in there. But if you look at Foot and Review, you'll find me tagged in there somewhere. I think it is GPM actually when I think of it. X, isn't it? No Twitter. I'm so old.
Yeah, X. Yeah, okay.
X. X is a weird
I'm getting
one.
Old, mate. I'm getting old, mate. And then, of course, it's time for the Foot Coaching Tip for the Week. There's two things I want to discuss there, and that's why I want to take a little bit more time on this one. One is I would really advise everyone to at least try some matches go up this week. I've been playing a couple matches of go up, and I love the mode. I love the fact you're playing together. If one person gets a little bit tilted, the other one can calm him or her down. If you're on a high, you're actually on a really good high because you're doing it together. If you score, you celebrate together. If you concede, you get each other, you get your chin up. Go up is amazing. And I still hate the fact that they don't go up tournaments in pro leagues anymore. But I would really advise if you're not enjoying the game or you don't find your mojo or you find it hard to win or you just want to find something fun to do in the coming holiday period, just play some go up rivals or it's just... amazing. It's so much fun. And if you're in a Patreon, you can just say, hey, I'm looking for a game. Is anyone up? And people will definitely join you when you're at it. Then something else. This week, it's been a high of positivity, good content, people liking the game. But boy, oh boy, are people still negative sometimes? If it's the messages, if it's the social media, if it's people recommending only playing old gen game, basically playing FIFA 20.4 this year again. There's so much negativity going on and I get why people don't like the game. We've talked about this before. So I wanted to just say the one thing that really stood out in the last week, weeks maybe, and I've spoken about this in the past before, but this year I think it's even worse, is comparison. I think comparing yourself to others, and especially this year where you need 100% focus on the games, it's your downfall when you play this game. Just don't try to compare yourself with others. And it makes perfect sense, right? Because while humans are social creatures, comparison is common thought like throughout human history. But social media platforms like X, Twitter, Instagram, you guys name it, it bombards us with posts about what we lack or what other people do better than you, right? And one, you don't know half the story. If they play an old gen, it's way different than if you're playing on new gen. For example, FC24 related. But hey, backlog. Hey, I packed this. Oh, I didn't pack this. But which pack did you do? Oh, this pack. Oh, I'll try that. You're disappointed by not getting the same rewards out of the same type of pack someone else got a good card of, which makes me also hesitant to actually post something I packed and saying, hey, I packed caca from this pack. Don't everyone start doing this pack because I feel... brings negativity in. But comparing yourself is awful. And I think it's easy to do so. And I just wanted to give some like suggestions or ideas on why it reflects so hard in game and how does it affect if you compare people? And guys, just interrupt me because I know we didn't prepare this. So I'm just going at it. But I gave some examples about the game, but also like I want to mention some people say, yeah, but you're a better player than I am. Like, it's not about me. I try to help you. You just go boost your own confidence, try to focus on yourself instead of thinking, but hey, John does it, but John's the better player. That's not even part of the point. But like, the other point is, if people start want to avoid comparison, that's something we've been practicing on this week. And I've got a lot of trainees to come back to me and say, hey, wait, instead of comparing myself to others, I'm actually looking for others' faults to make myself feel better. That's also the opposite point, of course, right? And we also see that happy. It's just as unhealthy as tearing yourself apart for something you don't get or don't do or something you didn't achieve. But if you want to stop comparing yourself to others, what do you do? I was thinking of making a big video about this, and I might actually do it, but it's like too much to do in one show as well. So just looking at, but I just want to get like three things which you can do and put it into perspective in the game, which might helpful. And again, guys, just interrupt me if you don't. But I think the first one is try to be aware of your triggers and just avoid them. This goes for everything, not only FC24, of course, but if you are feeling down because you don't get the results others get, try to avoid seeing the results others get. There's a lot of people, like if you look at our Discord channels, it's all in topics. So try to avoid those topics. Just mute them. Don't go there. Don't watch it. If you feel bad about other people's backlog because you don't get backlog, don't look at other people's backlog. Or try to celebrate their backlog instead. But that's harder to do, right? But avoid socials when you think you know your triggers. And if you start thinking about it, you probably recognize some of those triggers. At least I think so. One of those triggers is, for example, for me, hey, I'm just in Division 3. Last year, I was in Elite Division. Now I feel bad about myself. While the game is completely different, the fact is that pros aren't playing in Elite Divisions anymore. Most people don't even care in which division they are anymore. They just play 7 matches a week just to get those 7 wins in, for example. And we have far smaller seasons so far, so it makes sense people are down the ladder. But all I'm thinking is, hey, I'm still in Division 3 and I feel bad about myself because one of my pro friends is still in Elite. There's no reason for me to actually feel bad if he started to put things in perspective. Instead, I try to ask to avoid asking people, hey, what division are you in? Or try to talk about which division I'm in. I hope that makes a little bit of sense. Chris, I see you nodding. Is that something you can relate to?
Yeah, I think we're bad at comparing things, aren't we? Especially last year to this year. This is a totally different game. And I've really struggled with that. Even qualifying for the champs is hard for me sometimes. And I'm sure we're going to go on it, but I think you also have to trust the process. The minute you try and look for a shortcut away from the process, it is a problem. Yeah, I would not compare yourself because you're going to be disappointed. Because actually, you're probably looking at your best performance from last year's game. You know, you forget the negative ones that you've had where maybe you didn't play great that week. So yeah, I 100% agree with you, mate.
There's also the fact of comparing teams. I saw a lot of people sending messages to our socials this week. This is the team I had last year. This is the team I've got now. Why couldn't it be so? Sometimes like, this year's much stronger, this year's much weaker. What's the point? You're still not playing last year's game anymore, so try not to. We're all in the same boat now, right? Mm-hmm. But I think we have a tendency to bring ourselves down a little bit too much on that. And negativity spreads easier than positively, unfortunately. One thing you can also do is try to focus on your strengths. If you look gameplay related, there's people having great teams, there's people being very good at trading, there's people being very good at playing, there's people just enjoying co-op, there's people just enjoying the squad battles. Focus on what you enjoy in this game, focus on what you are doing well. If you can't do the skill moves but you're a big fan of crossing, just focus on the crossing. Perfectly fine. You're not playing to win the world championship here, so why make it harder for yourself? But just try to focus on your strengths instead of what you're lacking. Maybe I think that's also a very helpful one. And something I am really trying to do, maybe it comes a little bit more natural, but I'll leave that to you guys. But celebrate other people's successes as well, right? I'm happy if I pack a gullet, but I didn't pack any gullet. But I was so happy for John Talking Foot last week that he packed gullet and Mbappe in 1 week. I thoroughly enjoyed it for him. I was really happy for him to get that, right? And if you try if the first instinct you get is like, oh, compare with what your shelf got, if you can wait 1 second or think about 10 seconds and think about, hey, can I be happy for what they got? You actually start looking at it differently. And I think if you have the positive mindset on other people's luck that way, it might send it back to you. But that's something I just believe in. I'm not sure that actually goes. But Yngvi is not blessed with backlog lately. So how do you think about that?
it's getting dangerous if you try to compare everything to everybody else. You just have to kind of concentrate on your own little bubble and celebrate the wins inside that bubble. Because if you see, I've done the same. I've seen a friend get a good card from an SBC I didn't think I was going to do. And then I've done it. And of course, I didn't get anything good. And it's like, oh, why am I so unlucky? So it's like, if you're chasing that, it's kind of like chasing the FOMO, fear of missing out. And that's tiring. When I did that, I got more exhausted, more grumpy after matches if I lost some things. But when I stopped, things are much easier. So I think I'll do that when it comes to pack luck as well. Do my own thing and don't compare my pulls to others. I'm really happy for the friends on our Discord and my friends in real life as well when they get something good, and I celebrate with them. So I stopped worrying about my luck lately. I've kind of settled with what I get and happy when I get something good. And then if I don't, then I'll see that next chance.
Definitely. You get your prime Pele later on this year. Don't worry about it. It'll always happen. No worries. Now, but if you talk about the bottom line, try to shut yourself off from the negativity, and please try not to spread negative. If you're unhappy with the game, it's perfectly fine to say, I'm unhappy with the game. But you don't need to feel that others try to be unhappy with the game as well while you try to do that. I think that's something we'll see very often. And the only person, I've said this way before, I know it sounds like a broken record, but the only person you should be comparing yourself with is yourself, right? Your effort should focus on growing from within, being kinder, being more resilient, working hard in FC24, being more open on what you can improve on instead of, well, worry about things that didn't go your way. And the funny part is, I was like, on the coaching, it's all data driven, eh? So we code everything we see in game. We also have something new, which is called 50-50 moments. So whenever you have, for example, a bounce back, we code it, oh, it's a 50-50 moment which went against you. But we also code whatever goes for you now. And of course, this is not pure science. It's also a feeling, oh, this went against you, this went for you. But honestly, if it's like 60-40, 50-50, it's not like over one match, it can be a little bit against you. But like if you take three matches, it's almost always 50-50 or 55-45, what we see there. So you don't see the positives in those things either. So put things in perspective, be a bit kinder, shut yourself off from those negativities and spread that positivity. It's okay to be critical. Don't get me wrong, right? We've been critical. It's perfectly fine, but we don't try to be critical we try to be critical, but not necessarily negative about this. And I think that way it's also easier to enjoy when things do get good, and it makes it easier for you to, well, get better as well and have more fun out of it. So a little bit of sidetrack, not a pure press this to win tip this week. And if you like these topics, let us know, because we might do a special about it or might do a YouTube video about it soon. But it's something we do a lot with coaching, and I've seen the results coming from that lately. A lot with trainees, which we work with like daily or weekly with now as well. We see major differences, and they're still using the same controllers and just playing the same games, but the performance has been tremendously improved just because of mindset. Talking about mindset, you guys playing Wicked League?
Yes, actually. I just need to finish my qualifiers first. I'm 2-1. I should have been 3-0, but I got one of those disconnects. I managed to kind of shrug it off and won the next match. So I'm 2-1, and I hope to qualify tonight and then just play a few matches tomorrow and on Sunday. at least get enough to unlock the red pick shell evolution thing. So I'll be happy to get that just to show off. But I can't, of course, decide who to put it on. So probably going to spend a few weeks before I can do that. But it's nice to have it in the club ready to go, I guess.
Yeah, it's something I've been considering as well. I don't want to play weekly, but I might do it for the for the red thing. But then again, what are you going to put it on? Going to make a red Kaka? Could be cool, right? Or not? Could be. So I don't know. It's going to be a hard choice anyways. And honestly, I hated my weekly experience last week, like I said. So I'm not playing this week. I'm just going to leave it be, I think. Chris, weekly plans, my friend.
Potentially, as I say, I'm 0-2 because I didn't follow the process. Something we always talk about here is I've tried to rush the game. In this game, you cannot rush. So I have to get 4 wins out of 8. Potentially, I'll do that. But I'm not going to stress about it. My team is pretty well stacked. I forgot that I packed the road to the knockout Lewandowski this week as well. So he's 94. He's went up to 94 rated. So the legendary Polish power, like my good friend Art Scott, might see me through to the weekend league. Fingers crossed anyway.
Awesome. Well, like I said, I'm not going to do that. We're going to celebrate a kids' party over here this weekend. So probably just better not playing the FC24. Although you never know. This edit might go out really smooth. I'm like, hey, maybe going out to kill. Let's start weekly. Let's get the red one in. But we'll see. I'll let you know next week. FootandReview.com, of course, Patreon.com/FootandReview for anything. And of course, FootCoaching.com if you want to get help getting better. Chris.
I just wanted to say, as you say, it's the start of the Christmas period or festive period for some people. And what better way than to have a joke here that I picked off. So I'm going to say to you, what did the cheese say when it looked in the mirror?
This one's yours, Yngwie.
No clue.
Hello, me.
All right. How many ants do you need to rent out an apartment?
I don't know.
10 ants. One thing left to do, guys. See you next week.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T. 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 F-U-T.